Taika Waititi is an actor and director whose offbeat sense of humor is well known in his native New Zealand. Here in the U.S., he has something of a cult following. And this weekend, he has a new movie out called Hunt for the Wilder People. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this profile.
One of Taika Waititi's best-known films is a mockumentary he co-directed called What We Do in the Shadows, a sort of Spinal Tap meets vampires.
So it's 6 p.m. in the nighttime, which is when I wake up.
That's Waititi playing Viago, who shares a flat with three other vampires.
I do my flat chores.
No, you don't.
No, yes,
don't.
I do. That's why we're having the flat meeting.
The point is, Deacon, that you have not done the dishes for 5 years.
It's movies like this one that made New Zealand actor Sam Neill want to work with Taika Waititi.
Four vampires of various antiquity living in a ghastly sort of student New Zealand apartment, just the kind of thing that I was in when I was at university, living in the same horrible conditions.
Oh, it's a spinal column. Yuck.
Waititi is half Maori, the indigenous people of New Zealand. His 2010 film, Boy, centers around a group of Maori children in a poor coastal village, much like the one Waititi grew up in.
I go to Raikokore school. I have many favorite subjects, including art, social studies, and Michael Jackson.
The boy in the film longs to have a relationship with his dad, a pot-smoking ex-convict. Boy was a tremendous hit in New Zealand. It was also nominated for an Oscar. Waititi thinks part of its appeal was that it didn't perpetuate stereotypes.
You know, indigenous people in films, it's all like nose flutes and panpipes and, you know, people talking to ghosts. And that, you know, which I hate. So, you know, it's like we really wanted to throw that whole thing away.
Boy was quite an extraordinary film.
Again, actor Sam Neill.
I thought the funniest thing I'd ever seen when I first saw it. And then I saw it a second time. I thought it was quite the saddest film I've ever seen.
In Waititi's new movie, that poignant humor is on full display. Hunt for the Wilder People opens with aerial footage of the lush, mountainous region of northern New Zealand. A lone police car winds up the hillside to a small house. A child welfare worker is dropping off a foster kid to his new home. She seems straight out of a Roald Dahl story, the cruel adult who has no business working with kids. She tells the boy's new foster mother he's a real bad egg.
We're talking disobedience, stealing, spitting, running away, throwing rocks, kicking stuff, defacing stuff, burning stuff, loitering, and graffiti. And that's just the stuff we know about.
From over the hill, a grizzled, bearded hunter, played by Sam Neill, walks toward the house, carrying a huge, dead pig on his back. He glares at them as he walks by.
Who's that Crocodile Dundee guy over there?
Oh, that's my husband, Hector.
Whoa, he's giving that pig a piggyback.
The foster child is a chubby Maori boy, dressed in a hoodie and a baseball cap, a typical city kid.
Man, you guys got a lot of dead stuff around here. Mm-hmm. Saw a dead sheep the other day, had maggots in it.
But there's a sweetness to the Tupac-loving Ricky and to his new foster mother.
What's a Tupac?
It's just my this really cool rapper, and he's like my best friend.
Are you gonna run away tonight?
Not sure.
No, it's cool with me. Just make sure you're back by breakfast.
Without giving too much away, soon Ricky the city kid and Hector the mountain man are on a journey through the wilderness.
No, we got no choice but to camp out here for a few weeks.
But I'm hungry.
There's plenty to eat if you know where to look.
Well, I don't know where to look, Hector. And also, I ran out of toilet paper. Give me some of yours.
No?
I got to poop. I need a poop. You need a poop. We all poop.
Use a leaf.
A leaf. Oh, I hate you.
And bury it.
I'll bury you.
It's just like Laurel and Hardy in the wilderness.
Filmmaker Taika Waititi says he especially liked taking the character Ricky Baker out of his comfort zone.
I just thought it would be very funny for a kid who's obsessed with Tupac and being a tough kid in on the streets of the city to be thrown out into the harsh realities of New Zealand winter.
He thinks he's gangster, he thinks he's cool, he thinks he's smart.
13-year-old Julian Dennison plays Ricky. He says he likes how Taika Waititi uses humor to address a painful situation.
behind Ricky and all of the things he's been through in foster care. You know, it's actually a really sad film, but he also incorporated jokes. So kids can go and watch it, and adults, like, which was a really special idea to draw people in.
Waititi believes that comes from his upbringing. Waititi's mother is of Russian-Jewish heritage. His father is Maori.
So two people who have dealt with a lot of oppression and, I think, really use humor and storytelling to make sense of the world.
Waititi makes a cameo in Hunt for the Wilder People.
You know, sometimes in life, it seems like there's no way out.
At a funeral, he plays the priest who delivers an unusual sermon.
If you're ever in that situation, there are always two doors to choose from. And through the first door, oh, it's easy to get through that door, and on the other side, waiting for you, all the nummiest treats you can imagine. Fanta, Doritos, L&P, Burger Rings, Coke Zero. But you know what? There's also another door. Not the Burger Ring door, not the Fanta door. Another door that's harder to get through. Guess what's on the other side? Anyone want to take a guess?
Vegetables?
That is classic Taika Waititi, though he says he actually heard a sermon like that.
It's really indicative of how humans deal with stress and with trauma, is to laugh it off and to, like, find ways to, you know, we are really creatures. We're like moths, you know, we're really attracted to the light. And that's what's cool about, I think, about being humans, is we, you know, we're very positive. You know, despite so many negative things happening in the world, we're a very positive species.
Taika Waititi's gently twisted but empathetic sense of humor got Hollywood's attention. He's now directing Marvel's next Thor movie. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.